Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today. They've allowed us out and about today. We're here in Clonmel in association with Tipperary ETB, and we're based here around the lovely Army Barracks complex, and we're here right beside the lovely plaza as well. It's very pleasant here, and it's great to meet so many people dropping in to say hello. Speaking of saying hello, delighted to be joined now by Muriel Cuddy of Marito 8020, the clinic in Clonmel. You're just up the road. It's a handy one for you today, isn't it?
I had to just skip across, literally. It took me 5 minutes. It was great. Yeah.
Very good. It's gorgeous around here too, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely? Isn't this whole area? Yeah, really
nicely done. Should I be concerned because you're slipping into rubber gloves?
My gloves on, guys. I'm taking Fran's blood sugars this morning.
Oh, thanks be to God. I was wondering what you were going to do with them.
When I came in the door was a huge big box of chocolates. Now, but he swears.
I might look guilty, but I didn't indulge. I promise you I didn't.
He swears he didn't indulge, so that's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
Well, you said you were going to check bloods for me today.
So you couldn't have taken them, because if you did, your blood sugars were going to be gone sky high. So we're actually going to do the sugars now, Fran.
Oh, live on air. All right. Okay. So, this is sticking me with needles again.
Yes. Now, you know what happened last time? You'll actually know by his tone now.
I can't bear these things, you know.
Such a pussy. Okay, so all right. What I'm doing, guys, now is, if you can have a visual, I'm using an alcohol wipe, first of all, just to clean the site of where I'm taking the sugars from, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm just getting a finger. So a lot of people have to do this every day, Fran, when they're taking their sugars, if they're, like, diabetic or whatever, you know? So this is literally so...
I hate that bloody thing.
So, we just done a quick pinprick on Fran there. Now, I didn't actually use a razor blade, or I didn't do anything like that.
But it is sore. It is.
So I'm turning on my little...
You're just ignoring me now, aren't you? I'm totally ignoring him.
Yeah, if you saw his face...
Right, so you've taken the little sample then.
So I've taken the little... So I've literally pricked your finger.
Can I take away my bloodied finger here?
We have taken... we've drawn blood, guys.
Right, okay.
So all we're doing now is literally...
Things I do for Tip FM. ...onto...
the little reader, okay, so the blood reader. So we're just putting enough blood on to make sure that it'll actually give us a reading to see where Fran's sugars are at.
God, look at the amount of blood.
Yeah, I know. You'd bleed to death if you're in an accident.
Thanks for that, Muriel. Okay.
So what's happening now is this is going to give me a reading, okay?
Right.
And Fran has been on a plan, guys, for the last while, so he has actually limited his amount of...
Sugar,
as in Red Bull, etc. And... we're going to check and see if it's actually working.
Okay. So how long will it take for that to show up?
It just literally takes a couple of minutes, and then it's a couple of seconds, literally, and it shows up.
Okay. All right. So you've done so. So do you want to tell me the bad news?
I'll give you the bad news now in 2 seconds. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So actually really good, Fran. Your sugars are after coming in at 4.8.
No way.
Yes. So not eating sugar this morning means your sugar has have come in at a normal level, which is excellent.
Isn't that brilliant?
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Now,
so all of you that are giving out and saying that Fran isn't sticking to a plan and Fran isn't sticking to doing what he needs to be doing and everything, his sugars have come in okay, so he's not going to die anytime soon with the blood sugar levels.
Well, hopefully not. But what about that? I mean, okay, so it came in at 4.whatever. When... do we have a problem? When do you get a reading once it's over five
and you're in a fasted state, then your blood sugars are high. So say a reading of 7 or 8 or 10 or 12, or we even get readings of 14, your blood sugars are high once it comes over 5. Now, if you had had even porridge this morning, if you had even toast this morning, I would expect your blood sugars to be around 8. Okay, so they would be elevated, and that's okay because you've eaten carbohydrates that are going to raise them a little. But if you're fasted and your blood sugars had come in at 8 or 9 this morning, well, then I'd be thinking, okay, are you not metabolizing it properly? Is there an issue here? What's actually happening? We need to lower your carbohydrate intake. And like, sugars come in so many forms, Fran. So yes, I spoke about the chocolates. That's the obvious sugar. But like, sugar can come like your toast this morning for breakfast. If somebody has toast and jam, that's pure sugar that you're putting into your system. Porridge can be sugar. So even though porridge is a superfood, it's a carbohydrate which is broken down. So if somebody's hungry within a half an hour of having porridge, it means most possibly their sugar levels are higher to start with.
Okay.
The sugar, this has gone into their system. It has risen their blood sugar, so it burns it really quickly. So they want more more sugar really fast, if that makes sense. So the sugars are higher to start. For me, porridge in the morning is perfect, and it'll last me 3 or 4 hours.
Even though it boosts the level, but it's yeah. a healthy fashion.
Well, as in my sugars are lower to start with,
okay.
So it doesn't spike them. So right. It'll actually last longer because it's a really good fibrous food. So it really depends how you metabolize sugar and where your sugars are to start with. Mm. So you admit you eat a lot of sugar, take in a lot of sugar,
gotcha.
Or whatever,
yeah.
But your resting sugars are good. So that's a good starting place. If your resting sugars today were 7 or 8, that wouldn't be a good starting place. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense indeed. What are you seeing in the clinic? What are you seeing with the people
coming? Oh, Lord. The issues are just massive. Mm. And it is so hard for people to control it. We even had a conversation out there 2 minutes ago with your gang outside, yeah. about diet and about trying to eat well and whatever. Like, if you've high blood sugars, there's a list, like, and I'm just going to, but this yeah. is what I'm getting every day. Like, you wee more often. So you're getting up at night even to pass more urine. And people think it's the water pieces in there, drinking too much or whatever. You're not retaining the water because your blood sugars are higher. That can be one reason. You're thirsty. Okay, so the minute you're thirsty, yes, it can be dehydration, as in you're not drinking enough water, but it can also be that your blood sugars are too high. Tiredness. Real lethargy can be that you have too much sugar in your system. Thrush, you know, and I talk about thrush even internally, like even within, like, it doesn't have to be vaginal thrush, it can be like gut related. Bladder and skin infections that recur a lot, so
yes.
you know that you can't, you're back time again for your antibiotic. Headaches, blurred vision, weight loss, weight gain, feeling sick, which people never put down to high blood sugars, but that's one of the very simple ones. Restlessness, you know, even like the restless legs that we might put down to magnesium deficiency, that can be high blood sugars. Trouble healing is a massive one, actually. That's one of the biggest ones. And then I suppose the causes of where it comes from, that's what I have to deal with, as in, how has this happened? Where is it coming from? And how can we eliminate the risk? Because the risk is your kidneys can fail, strokes, heart attacks, type 2 diabetes, vision loss that doesn't come back.
And we had Pat in here this morning. He lost a leg.
Yeah, there you are. There you are. Yeah, I didn't hear that now.
Yeah.
He showed me
the prosthesis and...
Yeah. And that was diabetic.
Yeah, and he was warning people, you know, to look after yourself, particularly men, Muriel, look after yourself.
And you know, something as simple as what we have just done there, to take that little machine is in Boots that I brought over to you this morning.
Okay.
I've seen it there, it's on the shelf. So you can buy a little machine like that. You can buy the little lance that'll do the pinprick and you can test your blood sugars.
Mm.
Now, I worry about... You can do it, but I worry about people that overthink it.
Mm.
So I have a lot of people that come in and we do their blood pressure and they take their blood pressure at home, but they might take it every day and twice a day. That's overthinking it. If you were to do your blood sugars, you would do it maybe, if they were elevated, maybe even you'd done it twice a day, once a week.
Yes.
To see, say, before you eat and after you eat, and get a happy norm for yourself. And if it goes beyond the norm, then you know what is outside your norm. The same as your blood pressure should be 120 over 80. Well, some people's norm is 130 over 80. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't overthink it. But you can actually buy a machine, you can test your blood sugars. But the simplest thing, which is, I think at the minute, the hardest thing to control, is the hidden sugars that are in things. And how do you get it right? I had a girl in yesterday, and if she's listening, she'll know I'm talking about her, and she said it was okay to talk about her. She was in my last line yesterday evening, and she burst into tears as we were even coming up the stairs, right? So the first 20 minutes, she was in such a state because she said she's all her life, she's 50, 51, trying to control her sugar cravings. And she said, from the time she gets out of bed in the morning, she's literally on that roller coaster of, what am I going to eat? And she said she tries to eat well, as in she'll try and have like the eggs or the avocado or the proper essential fat. But she said she's so tired when she wakes up that she can't actually face something like that, like proper protein. So she'll have to have toast, or she has to have some sugar just to get herself going. And the minute she has even a slice of toast or the porridge or whatever, all day long, it's that sugar. Sugar high, sugar crash, sugar high, sugar crash. She's in a job that she's flat out. She's on her feet all day. So she has to get energy from somewhere. And she cried the whole way through the appointment, and she said to me, how am I going to get around this? What do I do? Because my life is literally over the way I am.
So what do you tell her?
Well, I had to bring her back to the very basics. And she said, even when I was telling her about that, when I started to talk about a plan, straight away she said, she got upset, because as she was coming down the road, so she drove an hour and a half to come to me. As she was coming down the road, she kept thinking, if she gives me a plan, I can't stick to it. How am I going to do that? I can't get through from getting out of bed to getting to the breakfast table. I started explaining to her why her blood sugars were high and all the gut-related issues she had and where they had come from and the stress that was there, because I have to get somebody's lifestyle. So when I started explaining the why, and when the cell fills with sugar and how that reacts within the gut and all of that piece, she got it totally. So we did put her on a plan, Fran, and we put her on a plan that included sugar and included carbohydrates.
I was going to ask you about that. Do you have to wean yourself off?
No, you put somebody on a plan that you get that balance of the carbohydrates, proteins and fats together right. And you try and get, so it's small steps. So most people that were with me, it could be 12 months before we eventually, like, that they give it back to me and they've nailed it. Okay. And I can see in their face, now you're good. So you don't get to be aged 50 in a state like that, that you're going to come back within a month. So I rule out everything. So I say to them, we are not talking about diets. We are not talking about anything at all that's going to put you under pressure. We are going to take little steps that literally, if you take 12 little steps forward and 13 steps back, next week we'll do 12 steps forward and 11 steps back. That we literally just take it very, very slowly. You stop beating yourself up. You stop worrying about food. And when you tell somebody that they can eat loads of food, so if I say to somebody, stop weighing your food, stop measuring your food, stop worrying, I can only have two Weetabix. And now I've had Weetabix, I shouldn't have had at 11 o'clock. And I can only have, stop it. Eat 10 Weetabix. Eat 6 eggs. Eat a full avocado. Eat a full thing of McCambridge bread. Eat proper food, but eat loads of it. Mm. Eat again at 11 o'clock and eat plenty of food at 11 o'clock. And you tell them the good foods to have. And when you take away the limits of, because people try to limit not only the type of food they're eating, but also the amount of food they're eating. Mm. And that's when you're done. Because you can't do that, because you upset your system.
But in the plan you gave me, I mean, the big surprise was if I'm to go along with that, which I try my best to do, so I'm eating more food than I've ever eaten.
That's what everybody says, because she even said to me as she was going, and she said, Muriel, thank you. I've got this, and I know I can do it, because I can eat. That's the thing. And she said, this is more food than I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
We spoke about it outside the door. If Owen's listening, he'll kill me, but I'm going to mention his name. But Owen even said, like, the minute he thinks he's on a diet, and the minute he says, I can't, he's looking, the minute I can't, I restrict myself, then straight away I want food.
Of course, that's
like from breakfast time. If you're in the gym in the morning, you said to yourself, I'm going to be so good today. You do your gym workout, you go to have your breakfast. The minute you're sitting having your breakfast, you're thinking, I want Chinese tonight. Because the minute you're going to restrict yourself, your brain is going to tell you, I want food, because it goes into that overdrive. Every single person that has come to me started losing weight somewhere in their life at a weight they were probably perfectly healthy at. But the minute they decided they were going on a diet, every time they dieted, the weight came back on plus a half a stone. Then the weight went off and then the weight came back on plus another half a stone.
So you're into that cycle.
Your brain needs to be safe. Your brain wants your body to feel safe. So it'll say the minute you go into starvation mode or the minute you go into any kind of that you're restricting yourself, your brain will say, I don't like this. I don't want you to stay doing this. So it'll stay fighting with you, the monkey on your shoulder.
So any of these crashes then, and that explains something else, because over the years I would have gone cold turkey and stopped completely having sugary stuff.
Yeah.
I probably last a couple of days, but then, you know, my craving is so bad.
Yeah, because your brain will tell you, get back into that comfort zone, get back into that safe place. And the minute you start eating, straight away, it's sated. It's really happy because it's getting that sugar it needs. The other thing is, when you're eating a really high sugar diet, it nullifies the dopamine serotonin in your gut. Okay, so when your gut, the bad bacteria takes over, that's where your good feel good hormones come from. The brain has to get serotonin from somewhere.
Yes.
So it'll look for it from sugar. So it'll ask you to put more sugar in. You'll put the sugar in, you'll get the quick high. Once that's gone within half an hour, 45 minutes, you're going to want more sugar because your brain will say, take more sugar. So it's not that there is somebody is weak-willed. It's not that there's something wrong with you as in, I can't do this and I'm stupid and I'm lazy and I'm whatever. For me, every single person that's carrying weight, there's an issue there that has come from somewhere in relation to them carrying weight. So it's not that, it's not lack of willpower or it's not any of that. There are other things that are going on within your body and we have to sort those things out to make the world happen again.
The obvious ones have to be the chocolates, the cream cakes and all of that, but it's the hidden ones are very confusing for people.
Yogurts.
Yeah.
Sauces. All of those things. Like any of the processed food that we buy, anything in a box. You know, like even things that are perceived as healthy, like Nature Valley bars and all of those kind of things. There's sugars in so many different things. And even when somebody comes to me, I have to explain, like, fruit in abundance is so good for you. But if you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to eliminate sugar, that you can get yourself back on track. Like even some fruits like your bananas and your grapes and your mangoes and your pineapples or whatever, they're high sugar fruits. So like there's a fructose in them. So there's a nose in them. Mm. So the minute there's a nose in something, that's going to upset your system. So you go on the other ones, like the berries and the apples and the oranges. Mm. And then even sweeteners. Like sweeteners are, I'm finding sweeteners massive lately in relation to causing intolerance issues.
These are the sweeteners we might use in tea or coffee
Like they're causing migraines, they're causing so many other issues. Like, so if you're going to have something, pure natural sugar is fine, Fran. And a little sugar doesn't do anyone any harm. Mm. So if you're trying to be good, like, so to speak, your porridge in the morning with a little natural honey, and if you don't like honey, put your spoon of sugar on it, is never killed anyone. A cup of tea with a spoon of sugar never killed anyone. It's the constant drip feed of the rubbish that we have out there today that's killing us, you know? So it's like white bread in abundance. Like, even people are saying, like, sourdough is so good and they can have a pan of sourdough bread. Sourdough is a little bit better. The sugar content's a little bit lower, but there's still sugar in it, you know? So it's the hidden sugars that we don't think about. So if you read the back of a box and you look at it, and it says glucose or sucralose or aspartame or even stevia, any of these things, anything that is hidden as a sugar is going to upset your system.
Yeah, we're being misled.
Totally.
A lot.
That's what I'm getting. I have, I think, 35 clients to see between 12 o'clock today and Saturday evening at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'll get that message back from 2/3 of those clients for the next 3 days, as in, I have listened to so many different messages, Muriel, so many different things on marketing. I've done keto, I've done whatever, I've done whatever, I've done whatever. I don't know what to eat. And one girl said to me, I'm not eating avocado. She said, you're telling me to have avocado. She said, I'm not. She said, that's fat. That's like pure fat. That's high fat. I've never eaten a nut in my life because a nut is fat. Like, that's such mixed messages. Like, these are wonder foods. These are grown, like, on the ground, in a tree, whatever. And they're foods like that the cavemen lived on. That's what they nourished themselves on. Like, you can run your body on essential fat, but we're getting all the mixed messages of, if you eat fat, you're going to become fat. There is a huge difference between good fats and bad fats. Like, good fats will stabilize your blood sugars and stop you wanting more sugar. So if you include nuts and avocados and eggs and extra virgin olive oil and fish and all of these things in every meal, you'll stabilize the blood sugars that you won't want to overeat, and you won't look for sugar.
It's incredible. What about the aesthetic side of what it is you do? Are you still having people come to you? And
totally, we are totally booked out, but it's lovely, as in the doctor is both, as in it's functional medicine and the anti-inflammatory side. So even if somebody comes to her with a skin issue, so it mightn't be even aesthetic, it could be just something on psoriasis or eczema or whatever, she will say to him immediately, like, have you been into Muriel first? Has she actually worked on your gut? Have you done the internal piece? Because even to get any aesthetic work done, even if it's like, I actually, guys, had a stem cell facial yesterday.
Did you?
Oh no, 2 days ago, because I shouldn't have makeup on. Yeah, 2 days ago, I'll get killed by the girls for having makeup on.
I'm going
to
report you, because you report me. Yeah.
But that wouldn't work if I wasn't looking after my food.
What is a stem cell facial?
So it's literally, they go 5 layers below the skin. It's non-invasive, so there's no needles, no injections. It's microneedling. So you're microneedling in salmon DNA, literally into the cells, the layers below the skin, and it literally builds a new face. So it's collagen, new cells, new blood capillaries, produces pigmentation. It does all of those things. But that wouldn't work, Fran, if I had a really bad diet and I was living on sugar. Okay, I was warned I wasn't allowed to drink wine for the last 2 days. You know, I was warned that I had to behave myself, So the two go hand in hand. But there are loads of new... Remember the programme that was on RT, the Primetime Investigates programme? There was loads
horror
of
horror stories about people getting it wrong.
But there were so many people on to us after that that they didn't realise there's so much you can actually do that's non-invasive. You don't have to, like, be injected. You don't have to. You can actually do that piece really, really well without worrying about, like, those horror stories are being overdone.
Interesting. You must talk to me more about the stem cell piece at some stage, right? I'd love to find out more about that.
Yeah.
All right, Muriel, if people want to talk to you, how can they do that?
I'm across the road, actually. You can wave at me, 052-614-8881 or www.marito8020.com.
All right, you can take your rubber gloves off now. Is that
okay? Take the plaster off.
After yourselves, bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, poke on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067-24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.